April 16th, Friday. What is the difference between attachment and obsession? The Chinese character, pronounced ze, means to attach or wear clothes. The representative psychologist of attachment theory, Edward John Moisten, Balbi, defined attachment as the lasting psychological connectedness between human beings. However, obsession can be described as damaged attachment stemming from a lack of love and attention. In order to completely destroy your attachment, Satan, armed with the problem of Genesis 3, approached you. He manipulates the tools of self, material wealth, and success to agitate and sway your attachment. Because you need to have a strong emotional and spiritual bond with God the Father, Satan tempts you to become obsessed over material wealth and success instead. People need a time of meditation to restore their attachment to God, rather than using time to obsess about life in the wilderness. For that reason, in order to become attached to God again, Jesus bore the cross. The firstborn of animals. Leviticus chapter 27, verses 26 through 27. But a firstborn of animals, which as a firstborn belongs to the Lord, no man may dedicate, whether ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. And if it is an unclean animal, then he shall buy it back at the valuation, and add a fifth to it. Or if it is not redeemed, it shall be sold at the valuation. God instructed the Israelites to offer the firstborn of animals that were obtained in the wilderness. In other words, he wanted them to offer their most precious and treasured property. If the Israelites had compared what they had to what God had granted and felt that they were at a loss by giving, they would have truly lost hold of the value of the Exodus, the future which was the land of Canaan. God poured down the most important blessings in the wilderness, where he commanded his people to offer the firstborn of animals. In order to find these blessings that have already been prepared, what kind of heart must you have? Number one, make God your first priority. God is asking you to place in order what and who the number one priority is in your life right now. Your life's true strength doesn't come from the money you have. Material wealth mustn't become the focal point and the only interest in your life. Instead, it's more important to heal the scars and disposition of Egypt. Being greedy doesn't mean that you can undertake the economy of light. The answer of giving your most precious possessions to God and not to the world is the true start. Number two, imprint what is real. For at least 10 minutes each day, you must use that time to imprint your identity or who you are. You must confirm the blessings of salvation that you've received until now and your life's journey with God, as well as relay and imprint God's work to future generations. The answer to change these imprints began in the wilderness. Your life's wilderness is the blessed ignition or starting point that divides the Jordan River, brings down the wall of Jericho, and gives the never before and never again answer of the sun and moon stopping in their tracks. Starting now, you must pray that every scar and disposition that emerge during your personal time when God is absent will be healed. In doing so, your life's priorities will change, and your status, authority, and covenant as a child of God will start to become imprinted. In the end, you'll receive the answer of saving and changing the world. Dear God, may you, the gospel, the covenant, and the future that will take shape, become the greatest joys in my life. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.